Although, I'm just going to express surprise, because this may be the last time we ever get to talk about it, so I'm surprised Dave didn't ask about PIDs and PAP, because I don't know when else PIDs and PAP ever comes up.
Isn't there some sort of a funny...
That's two acronyms out.
Two acronyms out. Add that to the red tape reduction work.
Two less acronyms in the world.
All right. Okay. We're back live for the admin portion of the meeting. There are no items on consent, so we'll jump right into discussion matters. And we have Jack wanting to discuss advocacy staff appointment process for damage prevention cases.
Gotcha. I actually think this was Conrad, but he's a little preoccupied today, so I'd be happy to hop on. So my recollection of the issue that Mr. Crockford was bringing forward is, and I know a couple of commissioners already privy to and had discussion with the three of you about, is, of course, when we start taking action, we separate our staff, we appoint one group advocacy. Of course, sometimes the resolution happens so quickly that the consents will act in order will make it on the agenda prior to someone being appointed advocacy to actually wrap it up administratively. So what was occurring is, and after the fact appointment, saying, just so everyone's aware, they were behaving and acting in the capacity of advocacy at the point when this order was filed. Now, a couple of commissioners, I think, expressed some concern that, well, maybe that's not the best way of going about this. And so there was a couple different concepts that were floated. And one was the fact that we could just do a general appointment of advocacy for all these type of cases. I guess, and I don't know if I didn't have the opportunity to run this by the commissioners too, but another possible thing that we could do was actually take it away from the commission for the appointment status, except for in the case of investigations where you specifically request that, and take it to the executive secretary and have the staff request that that advocacy designation outside of actual a commission appointment. So it would be a matter of delegation of authority. So I think that was the gist of what he was trying to bring up and have a discussion and get some guidance on how to move forward with it.
And I don't have strong feelings on it between those two options, but I do think we definitely need to move in one of those directions. I was alarmed seeing a case where everything was signed and then the advocacy staff was appointed and then found out that it had happened before and I missed it. It just, if something ever gets reviewed kind of from a more historical perspective, it just doesn't wrap up a case very nicely. And now I get how it happens and everything is on the up and up. But I think either of the options that Jack laid out, I think, would be a better way of moving forward.
Mm-hmm. I concur with Commissioner Crispin. Yeah, I too, when I questioned the damage prevention in the process, I had some concerns with it. I do think I want to continue. I like it. It's moving very timely when we get it, you know, and the paperwork is sent out and conversations start happening right away and they're wrapped up very timely. I don't think any of those processes will take away from the timeliness of it, so I have no issue with either one.
So the two options are a blanket kind of advocacy staff or Steve deciding on a case-by-case basis.
Right, and I think what was posed to the commissioners before was that blanket, but you know, as I've considered this, as Conrad actually brought this forward to discuss with me, I think actually having a case-by-case basis from the executive secretary would be better, because the problem is once you have a blanket advocacy staff, I guess, designation, and you can't roll that back in the case that you subsequently need to have.
Yeah.
You might be able to pull them in for advisory. So I guess what I would recommend is we bring forward a motion maybe in the next agenda, delegating the authority to Steve, And to make that determination, when he makes that designation, he could send out a notification to the three of you that that is, in fact, they have been designated an advocacy in that role. So you're aware outside of the meeting as well of where the roles are and how we're planning on proceeding.
Sounds good.
Would that be specific to the damage prevention program or other advocacy appointments as well?
I guess we were specifically thinking towards damage prevention, but if there is an interest in expanding that beyond that, we could as well.
I think these are the ones that move forward at that rate of pace where it becomes problematic. I'm okay with doing the others the traditional way.
Yeah, I think when this was talked about, it was only for damage prevention.
It may be worth considering, though, and we can bring this to the next meeting for the others, because we're starting to have auctioneer complaints and weights and measure complaints as well. And not that it has been, you know, really cumbersome to have to come back and get the advocacy appointed, but just for the having parity across the programs of how we're operating, sometimes it's easier just to have only one procedure.
And I think also if there was a instance where I trust Steve to be able to know, like, this one is a little trickier, I'm going to consult versus just make the appointment. And he certainly, there'd be nothing stopping him from doing that, right? If he's
making absolutely. Those,
yeah.
That's correct.
So, you know, it's pretty straightforward appointing the advocacy staff.
I could see the potential for just, you know, rape cases, maybe be exciting cases. Is there some reason that a commissioner wants a certain person on advisory staff as opposed to advocacy staff, maybe?
Well, some of those get pretty tricky to jump back and forth, so yeah. It's going to be kind of baked in who does what.
I don't know. This is a new thought outside of that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Damage prevention, so I just haven't really thought it through, but I don't have a strong objection. We can sure be looking at it.
And that doesn't foreclose upon your authority as well to order an investigation and issue the advocacy role yourself as well. It's just on a more common, everyday administrative basis. That's how to operate.
I can't say I've spent a lot of time double, you know, guessing the choices for who's been appointed advocacy staff in the last 10 years. I can't name one time, actually.
Why is everybody looking
like,
at me?
Why are they appointed advocacy staff? All right. Sounds good. So we'll go ahead. So you're going to bring forward on the damage prevention and think about the expanding it to the others?
And I guess that will be me. I was going to say Conrad probably will, but I think I will probably be the one doing that on the next agenda.
Yeah. <That's> mean. A little preoccupied. All right, so then we don't have any other discussion matters unless Zana has something. No? Scheduling?
Wait a minute. No, I think it's more scheduling. Okay. I thought maybe something I was going to add to scheduling should be discussion, but no, I think it's more scheduling. So, never mind.
Okay. So, moving on to our favorite activity, scheduling. So, we've already got these scheduled, Victor.
No. The first so, two. The, we haven't selected the dates and times for these yet.
I announced them.
Yeah, September 22nd at 1:30.
They were listed on the order.
I had left them highlighted
yeah.
with the idea that
better to just leave them blank in the future.
Yeah, because
okay. I read them.
So yeah,
all right. Shoot,
think we're having anything for September 22nd.
No, I'm not available.
Well, and I thought it was actually kind of quick. Like, geez,
yeah,
that's
that
not
would
much
be
notice.
Very quick.
All right, we might want to. Stacy, will you clarify with Dave right away that those aren't on the 22nd? Because he actually did ask follow up questions about those, so he might be.
Yeah.
We can just give them the correct date. Okay. Okay. So.
Are there proposed dates for them?
No. So these are our meetings. We are free to do whatever you would like.
I'm going to say, I don't know if I want them both on the same day. And it seems like with scheduling, when we bring in companies and stuff, we start out good, and then all of a sudden we're being rushed at the end. So I wanted us to take what are our intent, what do we hope to get from the companies and the public, and really be cognizant that if we invite them, we schedule enough time to hear it. I'd rather end early than push at the end. That's just mine with the companies coming in public.
Are you talking about the MISO meeting? Or what were you, what example are you thinking of? Just so I can understand.
I would say there's been more than one. I would say at the end, MISO and SPP, but there's been other meetings too. Yeah. So
I mean, to some extent, I agree with you, yep. But to some extent, meetings tend to fill up the time that you give them. And so I like not having huge, long blocks of time.
And I concur with that if we have an agenda and then stick to it in the time, you know, just allow us to move along. So you ask for public interest, and if we are going to have that, let's just allow plenty of time to...
And have them on separate days.
That's just my suggestion, especially if it's new.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know.
We would have no idea how much time to allow for each one anyway, so it would be hard to...
Well, when I read this, it was like both of them at 1:30. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay, so, guys, any thoughts? How long do we need to notice these? So what's the earliest date we could do this?
I think it would just be our standard notice of more than 20 days. So we should look out at least a month to ensure we don't miss anything. If we can go longer than that, that would be even more ideal. That we don't have a big rush to get these done. So
Then I'm going to throw out, just because I have 2 weeks in the middle of October where I'm gone a lot, the last week of October, like the week of the 24th,
and if I could provide just one recommendation, it's probably, I know we previously discussed the EV one and wanting to make sure we get that prior to session. So if there is one we probably want to, or we're willing to push back, probably the demand response one would be the one.
Do the EV first.
Well, I think we,
EV first. But if we can do both, I mean, just, if we're tight.
Yeah.
I hate to distract from this point, but if we're getting out into mid-October, should we first set our meeting date if the 19th has to be changed so we have that before we set these, and then all of a sudden we don't have the time for a meeting date because we set these on, I don't know how many dates are available.
That's a good idea. We can come back to this. So if we jump to the 19th of October, that's a commission meeting, an informal. Is this where I'm at, EPRI? Pamela? Okay. Gosh, I mean, I'm gone that whole week. I haven't looked at this.
Can we change that to the 26th?
Do it the next week. How many weeks does that give us between meetings? And then, we did look at this. And then we would go... Oh, yeah, the day before the election. Yeah, that's right. We did talk about this. So the 26th. Does that work for you guys?
I'm checking something else here. So after the 19th, what's our next commission meeting?
The 10th.
The 10th.
Of November. So we did a three-week gap there, so we would basically be doing a different three-week gap.
Well, if we're moving it, could we do it on Thursday the 27th instead? I'll get in from the SPP meeting late on Tuesday night, which, I mean, there'll be plenty of time for the meeting if the airline is timely, sure. But not much time to prep.
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
To the extent that you would like my attendance for that, I would be on vacation during that week. But, again, it's not necessarily important that I'm there for that.
Okay. I think we'll have to go without Jack. We good?
27th? Yep.
Okay.
10 a.m. All right. So that afternoon, I do have a NAVIRC executive committee call at 2. So if we're going to do an informal that day, we probably need to start at 1 and have it just be an hour. So we can maybe make maybe just block that off just for an hour from 1 to 2. Okay, on the 27th. Okay, so that's that. Now, then we don't want to do, if Jack's gone that week, then we don't want to do any of this electrification stuff, or we don't want to do either of these investigation hearings that week. So let's... look at the next week. Let's see. Like the 2nd or the 3rd?
I'll be gone till the 2nd is what my plan is.
Okay.
November 3rd?
The 3rd or the 4th? For the demand response, or wait, the EV one.
Right. I can do the 3rd, not the 4th.
Okay. November 3rd.
Which one did you sign that to?
EV.
You have what?
That afternoon. But. So if Jack's getting back the day before, maybe we should do it that afternoon. My OMS meeting might get changed, so you have a little bit of time to prepare. Should we do it at 2? What do you think?
I think if you had it in the morning, I would probably have an opportunity to get caught up before that.
It's always easy to be optimistic this far in advance.
Fair enough.
I think we should give you the breathing room.
I'd like to think that you don't get home from somewhere and then at the books.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. So let's say like 2 o'clock on the 3rd.
2 to 5 or what?
We can block that off. 2 to 5.
Why don't you block off 2 to 5 on our calendars and announce it as 2 to 4?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. So people don't just show up at 4. Because we, on these sorts of things, if we have it scheduled for that amount of time, we have to be here on public hearings. Mm-hmm. So we can always stay longer, but we can't notice it and then just shut it down as easily.
Right.
So 2 to 4.
So which thing are we having on that?
EV.
Thing?
The 2nd one.
The 2nd one, number 2.
2C. Yep. C2.
All right, let's come back to the demand response and get the Clyde's advice and the MDU thing. Let's do the MDU thing. That's currently scheduled on the 20th of November. September.
Can I interrupt it? I will say this, if you're not aware. We have to have the order out on Clyde's advice complaint case by the end of September.
Okay.
So that work session needs to be in.
I hope we do that soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Which one are we doing now?
Let's just do the Eisenbeiss thing since we have that on our mind. I'm wondering, so would the 15th or 16th work for a work session?
Nope. Not the 15th, 16th.
that the Petroleum Council stuff next week? Is that the 15th and 16th? Oh.
At 16th I could do, I just have a commitment from, I'm gone from like 11 to 2 to be safe.
I can do it in the morning on the 16th.
Okay. Should we say like 9 a.m.?
Sure.
Does that work for you, Zanna? Mm-hmm. So that's September 16th, 9 a.m. I mean, the other option would be to even go yet this week if we wanted to really give them time. I mean, I'm ready to go anytime, quite honestly.
The one thing that may be worth noting is the fact that if the company is interested in filing late filings or proposed orders, that it would be 10 days after. So it would be September 10th, which would be the following. So September 12th is when a proposed order may come in.
Okay. Right.
If that's something that you feel you need, we could probably have a work session without that, of course.
Randy, I'll defer to you. Or Zanna, do you have thoughts?
Do you think that's important that we hold off and get that first?
Zanna, do you want to come to the mic too?
I don't think we can. I don't think that we can have an order ready for you by Friday.
Okay.
So Monday would be the earliest.
Well, and I don't know that we necessarily would need an order for a work session.
Our intention was to have a draft order for discussion, but if you'd like to have a discussion before that, of course.
Either way.
It's up to you, yeah.
Well, I think the 16th sounds like it'll work pretty well.
Okay. Let's go with it.
We'll have all the paperwork. You have time to work on the draft.
Perfect. Okay, 16th it is, 9 a.m. All right. So let's go to the informal hearing on the reschedule. So this is currently scheduled for the 20th of September. Can somebody remind me what this is?
This is MDU's competitive response rider.
Okay.
Or high density contracted demand response rider, sorry. We were kind of looking at some dates and things. We were hoping for October 5th, which is a regular commission meeting day. We do have an informal session, but I think Commissioner Crispin and I have an SPP meeting that takes up that slot. So potentially 3 p.m.?
That works for me.
On October 5th?
Yes.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, let's do Steve's. You want to talk a little bit about this, Steve? What you've got in mind?
Yeah, it's just a discussion on the kind of my plans, what I'm moving forward with all three commissioners, and it's just a quarterly update on my progress.
Yeah, good.
And I'm looking for a time period probably in that early October time frame.
Okay. What about are you guys away at SPP, or is that just the 5th is just a meeting?
The 5th is just a meeting online.
Would the 4th work for Steve?
Works for me. Depends on what time.
I don't even know what you're discussing on the COG meeting tomorrow, but there's another COG meeting that day, so I don't know if I need to be sitting in on it or not.
Right. I'm not sure.
What time are those usually done? 3?
It varies. So the scheduled end time is 2:30.
Okay.
For the COG meetings. Sometimes they'll get done before lunch. Sometimes they'll go until 2:30.
But do they go longer than 2:30?
No. We have not had one yet.
So we could do the 4, the 3, or what about the 3rd?
This darn thing keeps timing out on me. The 3rd works fine for me, or in the afternoon or the 4th. Either one.
Either one for me works.
Steve, do you have a preference?
I do not.
Why don't we do that afternoon?
Fourth of the, okay.
2:30.
So the quarterly meeting with Steve will be the 4th at October 4th at 2:30. All right, and then back up to the demand response. So we're looking probably, what about, would this be a fun thing to do the week of Thanksgiving?
How are you going to make it fun?
No. It's so fun. It's going to be interesting. We're going to learn a bunch of new stuff.
So you want to take a nice, fun holiday and ruin it with demand response?
No. It's always a week. We always throw something in that week. Like, there always ends up being something.
Don't we have time?
Give examples of the impact of demand response programs, and then we could just have hot dogs on that Thursday. Bologna sandwiches or something.
Because you could grill.
Sacrifice.
Well, you could grill a turkey.
Conserve.
Just saying. Smoke it. No power needed.
Well, I was going to say the week of Thanksgiving, I plan on being gone.
Oh, the whole week?
I do.
All right. Just FYI, it's tradition that we plan something big that week.
Well, I'm blowing it.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's see.
I could call in.
You don't want to miss a public meeting. Well, let's see. So Thanksgiving, you're gone. Yeah. 17th, 18th of November. I don't really want to go after Thanksgiving because then it gets to be session and blah.
Crazy. Don't we have... We're just coming back from Nehru.
Yeah, but we'll be back. I'll be back on the 16th.
Could we do early? How long did we think this was going to take?
2 to 3, 2 hours. Probably. We'll block out 2 hours.
Maybe the same kind of a thing with this one. Block off.
17th.
Block
then?
Off 3, schedule 2.
I was going to request that we do it early in the morning on the 18th.
When's your OMS board meeting?
The 18th of November?
Uh-uh. Oh, 18th, no. 17th. Sorry.
It's not even showing up on my... What the heck?
Well, would the afternoon of the 17th... Well, we have that LRC meeting.
None of these are showing here. Huh. My schedule looks... Oh, there we go. No? So you guys are showing we have an LEC meeting on the 17th?
Yeah. Wait. It's League Night Research Council.
Oh, that's I'm like, I don't me. Show that, nor do I show an OMS meeting, though.
Well, how about, a mid-morning thing on the 17th?
That would work for me.
That would be done by, say, maybe we could use the 12 to 12:30 or 1 time as that lead time, if we could start at 10 on that Thursday.
That would work. Yeah, I would have, if I have an OMS meeting, which isn't showing on my calendar right now, that would start at 1. So you want to do 10 on the 17th?
10 o'clock on the 17th.
I think I have one the week before at Nehru. Okay. So I think you probably had it marked on your calendar, and then it got removed from mine.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Just wanted to make sure.
So, November 17th at 10 a.m., demand response. Okay. So now, Stacy, you have the correct times for both of those, and you can let Dave know. And just to restate for anybody who's still listening who might have heard the original dates that were errantly announced by me, the... public input or the public hearings. The public hearings on the EVs or electrification of transportation will be on November 3rd at 2 p.m. at the commission, and the public hearing on the demand response will be November 17th at 10 a.m. at the commission.
One other point to clarify for those, do we want to provide phone-in and electronic options?
I think so. Yep.
Okay. Will do.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll get more information out as we go get closer to the public through news releases on those. All right. Anything else?
Just in case these require scheduling, I had noticed that Monday's the Administrative Rules Committee meeting downstairs. Nothing there is really my portfolio, or I wasn't imagining going unless the commission feels like one of us needs to be there and neither of you can.
Yeah.
But I just thought we should discuss it to see if, because if two of us want to go, we should schedule it, I suppose. But
I don't intend to be there. I think Jack and I talked, and I was hoping that he would cover it.
Yep, that's fine with me. Originally offered the portfolio holder, then communicated with you as well. I probably plan on attending. The only one that will actually be on the administrative rules in front of the administrative rules committee will be the pipeline safety, and so I was planning on just grabbing Caleb and bringing him along with.
Perfect.
And then probably more importantly, I read, I think just yesterday in the paper, that the Transmission Authority has a public comment period on the 15th at 1 o'clock on the federal infrastructure law money to boost the electric grid resiliency.
I noticed that too, Randy. I
spoke to Claire. I got some emails from him between yesterday and today. He's going to be sending us a notification of their public hearing.
When is that?
For that. He did not specify when the hearing would be.
It was in the paper yesterday. What was it?
It's 1 o'clock, September 15th. Which is
next week?
Thursday. Yeah.
I was puzzled by that because I thought they weren't going to. I talked to John about those dollars and I. And didn't we both, Victor?
We did.
Weren't you under the impression that they weren't going to
seek
them?
We had told them we didn't think it was worthwhile. They are proceeding forward with it. They're developing. As one of the requirements of that money, you have to develop a state energy plan. And I'm assuming that's what this meeting is. I haven't seen the details of it, only that Claire will share them with me. And actually, all of us, I provided them all of your email addresses. And,
okay. So does the what he's providing us, does it cover, like, here's the areas where they're seeking comment, or... What was he providing you, just the time
he
and
was
place
just,
of the meeting?
He was curious who was interested in this meeting. So that's what his question to me was. Who at the commission would be interested in this meeting? So I let him know, our general counsel, myself,
okay.
Steve, all of you, all of PUD.
I see. So we don't know what the information will contain. It could just be the time and place of the meeting.
Right.
Okay. Maybe, could you check back with him or John and ask him more details about what they're looking, what do they envision here, and what kind of comments are they looking for?
Sure.
Because there's a million things we could comment about.
There is, and yeah, I don't know where to go with it either, but at the same time, I hate to think they're moving forward with a plan, you know, with maybe lack of understanding about where some of these things could interconnect with us.
Right. Yeah. And this bucket of money from the IIJA that they're seeking, do we know what it's for?
I'm trying to recall. Jack, do you remember off the top of your head? It was...
Off the top of my head, I have a general sense, but I don't want to misspeak, so I'd just be happy to email you exactly what we have listed down for it after that.
All right.
If that's okay.
I want to say it was like hardening of facilities or something like
it,
that.
There, it has a couple different factors to it, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I do think we should plan to provide some sort of comments. But for starters, we need to figure out like how we can narrow that down, what our comments might be. Okay, good. Two things that I had in my mind. When is the Petroleum Council annual meeting?
It is, well, I'd have to look.
And then the Lignite Council annual meeting is also coming up. Let's see, is it, the Lignite Council annual meeting is the, I'm not sure when it starts, but it's like the 27th and does it start on the 26th, Randy, and go through the 28th?
I don't think I ever put it in here. I don't recall.
Did you find the Petroleum Council?
The Petroleum, due to we have a commission meeting on the 21st, I'm heading out after the commission meeting, and then it ends on the 22nd, but I think it starts like on the 20th. It just interfered with our commission meeting.
I think the 20th was the sort of evening.
Right, and then it's the 21st, and then it ends on the 22nd at noon.
Okay. Okay. We used to have these on our calendar when we thought multiple of us might be there. Do we not do that anymore?
We should be.
Okay, so we should probably add the Petroleum Council and the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting to our calendars as potential.
When's Lignite?
Lignite is that next week, the 20. I don't know the date that it starts. I'd have to look it up, but I know it's happening on the 27th for sure, and that's a Tuesday.
And then we just got something in our email about the North Dakota Association of Counties annual meeting, too.
Okay. And if we're, multiple of us are going to that, we should put that on our calendars. All right.
And I think technically the LEC thing, that this is the awards banquet, right?
No. Okay. All right. And do we, have we picked any award winners?
Not yet.
Oh.
I was going to say, I don't think I've gotten an email on the Lignite.
September. Their annual meeting. The only reason I know is they asked me to speak at it. So I assume that it's happening. Unless it's something else that they asked me to speak at. No, she said annual meeting. And this is about the time that they usually do it, right?
This is when they used to do it, and then they moved it to spring, but with the awards thing this time of year.
Did you find anything, Pamela?
Okay, so then I'm back. This is the annual meeting.
Yeah.
The awards is in the spring. Then.
Oh, so maybe there isn't any awards this time. Yeah. Sure, they would have. Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Jack.
Sorry, just two small items. I did speak with Mr. Pelton about having re-upping periodic meetings, but we can hold off for scheduling until the next agenda for that, because we were kind of thinking around the October, November time frame. Additionally, there was one item that was outstanding that I recognize that we're planning on having some discussion or follow-up on, and so a future work session possibly with the industry for the auctioneers. I know Commissioner Crispin was working on that, and I was going to have Mr. Crockford come down and speak to the people he had spoken with, but again, he chose a day off, so I just want to put that on your radar that this is something we do need to have a discussion about.
Yeah, because you were going to do some research on that and come back with some potential feedback from auctioneers. And that is pretty important because that could lead to legislative recommendations or proposals.
Right.
All right. Well, maybe for the next meeting, you guys can bring forward some possible dates for that discussion. Okay. Good? Anybody else? All right. Thank you very much. We're adjourned. So can you